Standing desks are becoming a more common sight in offices as more of us heed the advice to stop sitting down so much during the workday. Joining us now as we talk more about this is Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog. Sally, let's look at this notion of standing desks. Where did this idea come from?
Yeah, this is so interesting. And I've actually tried a standing desk. I think it's a really great idea. Most of us do sit way too much. And we know that sitting is like the new smoking, that it's not good for your health. So there was a guy named Nathan Edelson who first kind of put this together. But there are others who've expanded on this. He did this back in the 90s. And then a University of Berkeley professor named Seth Roberts actually designed the first treadmill desk, which is basically, you know, you're walking slowly on a treadmill. Like we could be walking and talking right now, for example. And then there's a fellow named James Levine who's at the Mayo Clinic. He's a physician. And he's really been the one who's really taken it to a new level and really said, this is something that more people need to do. But it turns out that, you know, it doesn't just have to be a treadmill. You could do other things in terms of exercise while you're working.
Like a bike and an elliptical, things like that?
Yeah, well, elliptical maybe not, and Stairmaster maybe not. And the problem is that it's hard to focus with your eyes. If you were reading, for example, if you're reading a screen or trying to read something, you're kind of
going
bouncing
up and down,
yeah. And that you might feel a little seasick after a while, a desk sick, I guess is what we would say. But basically, if you can also do a stationary bike. So there's something called a Fit Desk, which has a stationary bike built into it. And that is another way that you could get activity while you're working.
Now, with the standing desk, do you have the opportunity to burn more calories?
Yes, well, you do burn more calories. Now, the thing with the standing desk is you're not running a marathon while you're working. I mean, most people aren't.
Right.
But so you're walking at a very slow pace. We're talking 1 to 2 miles per hour. So you're going to burn maybe an extra 100 to 200 calories per hour. So that's a good thing, because think about it. If you were just sitting there, you would be basically not burning any calories. So you're already ahead of the curve. But you're not going to get fit by this. This is just kind of keeping your activity going.
So it's not good to say my fitness plan is I stand at work.
Right, it isn't.
Has anybody looked at whether this affects productivity?
Well, I've been very interested in that question. And so actually they have. And I was surprised, because I've found sometimes if I'm standing and working and trying to write, it isn't quite as easy. But they've actually done tests that show that it is equivalent to not working out while you're, you know, the same as if you're sitting. It would be the same in terms of productivity if you were walking on a treadmill or riding a stationary bike. And they did this with some students. Clemson University is one of the most recent places that did it. They gave parts of the law SAT, the LSAT, mm-hmm. to students, and they compared how they did, and they actually did just as well. So there are other instances where it doesn't suggest that it affects either cognitive function or productivity. But, you know, again, it's probably dependent on the person and the time and all that, but it looks like it's fine.
Now, typically we're told if we're in a seated position for an extended period, get up and walk around, you know, let the blood flow a little bit. Do you need to do the same thing if you're using a standing desk?
You should. I mean, think about it. You're getting kind of repetitive motion, which is a good thing in one way, but you may want to get up off and stretch every once in a while. You might want to sit for part of the day. They're just, you know, you want to use common sense. Like, what is your body telling you? If anything hurts, stop. If you're not getting your work done, stop. You know, it kind of makes sense to follow what is going to be best for you in terms of productivity.